Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London.
Right.
It's the 30th of September, 2009. The time is 10 past 11 in the morning. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name is Sarah Spence. I am, God, I can't remember, 48, I think, and I come from Edinburgh.
Okay, thank you. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
Well, what I remember impacting on me was an article by a journalist in The Scotsman, Lee Randall, who I sort of know, who had done it and wrote about the experience in The Scotsman, and I just thought it sounded really appealing, so that's what I remember. Although I must have known about the project, I think, before then.
What would you say, what are your thoughts and comments on the artistic concept of the project?
I think it's great. I think it's a really good idea. I like the idea that it's ordinary people representing, because Trafalgar Square clearly is full of dead white men, and the idea of a whole lot of ordinary people sort of almost representing statues, I think it's great. It's really good.
So how did you feel when you received the email to say you'd been allocated a slot?
I was amazed, and really, because I never thought I'd get a slot, and very excited actually. Yeah, great. Fantastic to be part of it. Love it.
And what have you decided to do for the duration of the hour?
Yes, I'm going to play my oboe. I'm going to play some Scottish tunes on my oboe, and I'm sort of going to dedicate them to various people. So just say hello to people as I go along, really.
So what's the story of your oboe then? How did you first get involved with playing the oboe?
I started, I think, when I was 11, so it's been a long time, and I just, I play in a band, a wind band, and it was just sort of something I thought I might do. Just I've always played it, really.
And how about some of the tunes that you've picked? Can you tell us a bit about those?
Yes, well, I sat down with a friend, actually, who's a great fiddle player, and sort of plundered her music, because she does lots of Scottish fiddle tunes, and sort of picked things I thought certainly people in Scotland would know. There's quite a lot of Robert Burns. And then I realised there's quite a lot of Jacobite tunes. from sort of Jacobite Wars in 1745, but that's just because I like the tunes, really. So, things like that. Auld Lang Syne at the end, that kind of thing. So
you mentioned then you play in a band as well. Can you tell us a bit about that, and then what else do you get up to in your spare time?
Yes, I'm going to talk about all that on the plinth, hopefully. I play with this mob called the Leith Community Concert Band. And we play in concerts quite a lot. It's kind of a pretend military setup, so we wear uniforms and march around, but it's quite good fun. And I've been studying for a theology degree, so I've just graduated, so that's been taking up a lot of spare time recently.
How's that been then, returning to study and spending
a
lot of time in the
Great, room? Really. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Didn't enjoy it the first time around, but did enjoy it this time. I think just much more motivated as a mature person, I think. And love going to the library, actually. It's great. So, yeah.
So can you tell us a bit about then the first experience? You said you didn't like it the first time.
I love being at university, and made lots of friends and had a great time, just wasn't very good at studying. Went to too many parties, really. I studied law the first time, didn't enjoy it. I thought I'd do something that interested me this time. And theology was very interesting, so it was good.
So what would you say the aspects of these studies that have been more...
Well, it's much more about the meaning of life, really. I suppose that's why I kind of embarked on it, to see if I could discover the meaning of life. Clearly, I probably haven't, but I think theology covers all sorts of areas. It's philosophy, it's history, it's not just religion by any means. Very interesting.
And what are you hoping to what's the next part
of
the journey?
Yes, I don't know, really. I need to think about that. Might do some more study. Don't know. Need to give it some thought.
So how are you?
But very happy to get the degree. That was the main thing.
And what's it like being free now, having just graduated?
Yes, well, it's a bit strange. I do have more time, although I studied it part time, so I was working, but working and studying is quite full on. It's a bit strange. I kind of feel today is it's like a marking point, you know, old life, new life. It feels like that today.
So how about then professionally? Can you talk a little bit about your background?
I'm an IT trainer. I teach people how to use computers. Currently, I work mostly for the Scottish Government on their sort of filing system, teaching them how to use it. So I sort of travel around the country, around Scotland doing that, really, at the moment.
How did you get into that?
Originally because my dad had a computer company way, way back when they first started, really. And I got a job with him and just sort of went from there, really. So I've been doing training for a long time. But I love it. It's good. Very satisfying. It's good being able to help people, I think. So, yeah.
So how does it feel to be one of 2,400 people that get to tread the pavement?
Yeah, fantastic. Very exciting. A bit nerve-wracking. But actually watching it on the internet becomes completely addictive. Just sort of... watching people at all hours of the day and night to see what people are up to. And people are up to all sorts of things. It's really, really amazing. Even if it's... I watched some guy last week who just sat and had his lunch, because I suppose I've been watching people on the 12 o'clock slot to see what they're doing. And he got a table and a chair and candelabra out and then just sat and it looked lovely. It looked just like so civilised. That was really good. So, yeah... It feels like a privilege and very exciting.
And how about the space, Trafalgar Square in London? What would you say? What are your comments and thoughts on the space?
Well, it entirely depends what time you're here, because I came here yesterday just to check out and see what it was like. And what struck me was just how noisy it was, actually. There was a helicopter going overhead. There's clearly a lot of traffic. Murphy's are digging up half the square on the other side. And there were a lot of people, clearly lots of people having lunch and things. So which is why I went and rented a mic, because I thought I'm going to talk to anybody. I did talk to the guy in the plinth, but it is quite high, so it's actually the interaction is quite tricky. It varies a great deal, but it's great. I love Trafalgar Square. It's where I always come to the National Gallery, really, when I'm in London, and it feels like the heart of London, really.
And the National Gallery, can you tell us then a little bit about your interest in art, then, if you go to the National Gallery?
Yes. The National Gallery clearly has some fantastic paintings. I usually go to look at the Turners. It's a bit of a cliche, but I love the Turners. Especially the Fighting Temeraire. And, just wandering around the National Gallery. It's just a great space. And the shop's great, and the cafe's great as well. So it's just nice spending time there.
And how often do you come down to London?
Fairly regularly. I've got lots of friends here, lots of friends who moved down here after university, actually. So I hope some of them are going to turn up today. I come down a lot.
And how has the emotional experience been of kind of finding out you've been allocated a slot to go through the preparation to actually being here?
Yes, well, loads of things. I went on a diet immediately. Started practicing my oboe, and emotionally I think just sort of, well, as I said, I think it's that it does feel like, because I split up from my husband at the beginning of this year, this feels like end of the old life, start of a new life. It's kind of, so emotionally it's an important day, actually.
So what kind
Very
of
exciting.
Hopes and fears and plans do you have for the future, do you think?
I'm just sort of open, really, to see what's happening. Who knows? I was talking to a friend last night and we were talking about plans. I think I just want to be ready for anything that turns up, that's all.
What would you say are the most important things to you at the moment?
What, in terms of the future?
Generally.
Currently,
guess,
most
yeah,
important.
Yeah.
As I will say in the play, I suppose people, really. Friends, family, that's the most important thing. Music, I find that very important. Yeah, that's it.
So would you like to say anything else about your involvement with the One Another project, or being down here in London, for the record, for posterity?
No, I don't think there's anything else. Just as I said, what I want to do on the plinth is to thank people, really. So the music is part of it, but it's about saying hello to people and acknowledging everyone's support and friendship over the years. That's what I want to do.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.